Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The new administration has introduced tariffs on critical building materials, such as steel and aluminum, and proposed substantial duties on imports from Canada and Mexico, citing concerns over subsidies and military dependence. These measures could challenge the property and casualty insurance market by driving up costs, disrupting supply chains, and increasing overall risk exposure. To mitigate these impacts, insurers need to take a proactive approach by reevaluating risk models, refining underwriting strategies, and identifying alternative supplier networks to maintain stability and minimize disruptions. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that is Robert Passmore. He's Department Vice President of Personal Lines at the American Property Casualty Insurance Association. Bob, welcome. So great to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here, Laura.
Bob, how might tariffs affect the property and casualty insurance industry?
Well, the new tariffs come at a time when consumers and businesses in the insurance industry are just beginning to recover from the 1-2 punch of historic inflation and COVID-related cost drivers. Insurance rates are a lagging indicator in most parts of the country, and so costs were just beginning to stabilize. And now, that to the degree that tariffs can cost the cost of anything that a property casualty insurance product pays for, such as building materials, auto replacement parts and repairs, and new cars, that's going to increase loss costs and create upward pressure on insurance premiums.
So which insurance lines could be affected by tariffs, and in what ways?
Well, primarily the auto and property insurance line. So let's start with auto, specifically the property damage portion of liability, collision, and comprehensive coverages. Right now, about 6 of every 10 auto replacement parts in the U.S. That are used in collision repairs are imported from Mexico, Canada, and China. If the parts become more expensive, car owners will pay more each time they need to get something fixed. Repairs could also take longer if the supply chain is disrupted in any way, you know, to provide parts from other countries. That could lead to increased storage fees or additional expenses like rental cars. And that would mean insurers would be paying more per claim. Tariffs could also increase the price for new cars. Wolf Research found that the proposed tariffs could likely increase the cost of a new car by $3,000. So that would not only increase the value of the vehicles that are being insured, but if they're damaged or totaled, that's likely to lead to contribute to increased costs as well.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And Bob, what about on the property side? Could new tariffs on essential building materials pose challenges for property insurance, especially in the construction sector?
Yeah, the same mechanism would be at play. If there are increases on the construction materials that are used in, you know, repairing structures from damages that's covered under property insurance, that could have a similar kind of impact. And that could also significantly impact the rebuilding costs from the recent catastrophes we've had. You know, we had at least 15,000 homes, businesses, and other structures destroyed in Los Angeles from the wildfires. And, of course, hurricanes Helene and Milton are estimated to cost around $50 billion in insured property damage. So all those kinds of costs could be impacted.
So how can insurers mitigate the challenges posed by tariffs?
Well, to the extent that there aren't alternative sources for parts and building materials available, once the tariffs are implemented, it's really going to be difficult to avoid the cost implications. However, there'll be some opportunities for insurers to leverage new analytical tools or strengthen or develop new relationships with partners like collision repair shops and parts suppliers to smooth out the bumps. On the policyholder side, we've already seen the inflation-driven cost increases result in increased shopping, but unlike inflation, which spiked somewhat expectedly, with the tariffs, there'll be the benefit of some time to plan.
Bob, this has been so interesting, so informative. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
You're very welcome.
That was Robert Passmore, Department Vice President of Personal Lines at the American Property Casualty Insurance Association. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.